Sukkah, Perek Dal, Mishnah Gimel. In Mishnah Aleph, we had that Lulav Arov is Shisha V'Shiva. So in Mishnah Beis, we explained Lulav. Now we have to explain Arova. The Girsa by us in the Mishnah is Arova Shiva. L'chayra, it should be Arova Shisha V'Shiva. But we had in Mishnah Beis also the Girsa is Lulav Shiva, even though the first Mishnah said Shisha V'Shiva. There are Rishonim that are Geiris over here, and they're reading in the Mishnah, they are Geiris Arova Shisha V'Shiva. But the idea is the same. What's the case when Arova is Shiva? Clearly over here also there's a not being Doicha Shabbos. Again, the mitzvah Arova, the separate mitzvah Arova, which was in the Beis HaMikdash, Halacha Moshe Sinai, all 7 days, Lahakif, Lachboit, to take, to walk around, whatever the protum we discussed in Mishnah Aleph, what that mitzvah is. The mitzvah is every day. It's not Doicha Shabbos, so that's the Shisha. What's the Shiva? Yom Shvi Shel Arova Shechal Yoyz B'Shabbos. If the 7th day of Arova, what's the 7th day of Arova? Hoshana Rabba. The name that we give is in general sense to Mitzvahs Arova is Mitzvahs Hoshanos. When we pick up the Hoshanos on Hoshana Rabba, it's the only time we give expression to a separate mitzvah that was in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days. And we only have that mitzvah of Arovois. Nanu maybe, the chibut of the Arovois, we had the netilas Arovois, that we have only on Hoshana Rabba. So on the Helige day of Hoshana Rabba, which is a day by us, the Svarim are full of the skulois and the inyonim of the Shari Tvila and the Shari Mechila, this is the end of the Tkufas HaKapora of the Yom Neroim. When that day falls out on Shabbos, Yom Shvi Shal Arovah Shechal Yoyz B'Shabbos, then Arov is Shiva. Ushakul Ayom Shisha, otherwise it's only 6. Now the Rav adds a sentence of explanation. He says that the Yom Shvi'i Shel Arova, the Ovud Hekera, Chazal made a Hekera, to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs Hoshanis on the 7th day, not because there's an especial, doesn't sound at least, like there's an especial Choymer weight, Kedusha to Mitzvahs Arova Dafka B'Yom Shvi'i, but in order to give a heker that it's deraisa, there's no pasuk in the Torah, it's halacha Moshe Sinai, because of that hakara, they made that Yom Shvi'i Shelo should be doicha Shabbos. Lemaisa, we mentioned that there's a shita, Abishol, that's mentioned in the Gemara, that mitzvah sarova, arve nachal, is makar deraisa. So how does he explain this din? So he'll say that sov kol sov, the mitzvah is not mufurish in the Torah, it's only a diuk apotzu. So Memel over there also, they made a hekera. The minig that we have of taking the Arovas on the 7th day is not so much the halacha Moshe Messina of what they did in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days. The Rav quotes, V'hoidno eni ele minig nevim shenhigus om little Arova b'shvi. There's a minig hanevim, it's a santazach. Minig hanevim, it's not a separate mitzvah, which is why we don't make brachas on it, we don't say Hashem and Shom, because it's only a minig, the Biskarov, Kiyadu has an Arichus, on which minhogim you could make a bracha on. The Moshul, minig of Yom Tiv Sheni, which is minig of Hashem Yaden, even though today there's no Svek and Yoyma, but we make all the brachas. You can make a bracha, say Hashem and Shom, on a minig. So there you have to say that the minig of the second day Yom Tiv becomes part of the Yom Tiv. So you're making it out to Yom Tiv, now it's the minig. But over here, it's a separate and distinct entity. Not in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no mitzvah sarova. We have a minig nevi'im that there's an Indian on the 7th day, and that you would say maybe would be Doicha Shabbos, but Lamaisa, in our calendar, it never turns out that way. The 7th day Shavuot, 7th day Sukkot, never falls out on Shabbos. It's never negated that question. Now, of course, one nekuda is that this that we're saying the 7th day they left as a heker, that's one inyan. The minig nevi'im that on the 7th day just says the same idea, that on the 7th day, that's the only day that we're mekayim mitzvah sarova outside of the Beis HaMikdash, also says that there's epis miyuchid in the 7th day. This that the svarim are full of inyonim nizgovim v'gdoilim as to the 7th day of the Sukkot with Hoshana Rabba, with that avoida of Hoshana Rabba, rather fits into the picture. That's where the Minig Nevi'im is coming from. Mishnah Dalet. Mitzvahs Lulav Ketzad. Here we're not talking anymore about Mitzvahs Lulav B'Shisha V'Shiva. We're talking about the Etz Mitzvah of mitzvahs lulav, except that over here we're talking about mitzvahs lulav, how is it done in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. That's the part that we have to explain over here. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Shechal Liyois B'Shabbos. So they had a problem. In the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah was to be done on Shabbos, but you can't necessarily carry from all over Yerushalayim, the Shal of Rishon Sarabim. You couldn't carry through Yerushalayim to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, but they wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash. So what should they do? So the truth of the matter is that we had this discussion before in Perek Gimel, Mishneh Yud Gimel. But over there, the discussion was in every shul. You have to make sure that everybody knows which one is this, because it's a din of lachem. Over here, we're going to discuss the pratim, then again, specifically in the Beis HaMikdash. Moilichin es luvem laharabayis, they would bring to harabayis. The chazonin, chazon over here, there's a chazon, means the one who's in charge. The one who's in charge over here means like the shamosim, the people that are making seder. So the chazonim mekablin mehen, the soidrin oisn al gavo itztobo, they take the lulavim, they misada them on a, there was a platform, the harabayis, that was the kilu, the square of the harabayis was mukaf with places to sit on. It's tabois, it's called. They're covered over in order that people should be protected from the elements, if it rains or such. Then we'll remember from Sokhan that on top of those itzba, we'll put lechem. Lachmim on Erev Pesach that the people in Yerushalayim could see when they were taken down to know when the Zman Bir Chometz is. So they were Mesada Agav Itztavo, and that's where they rested till the next day. Vaskenim Inichin Eshalohem Belishko. The Zkenim are rightfully nervous about the crowds. It's hard for them to be able to survive, to stand up with the pushing of the crowds. So Mela Via, they would give them a special place. Menichin Eshalahen Belishko. Now in the mission that we mentioned in Perek Gimel, it says that everybody would come the next day, make sure to take their own. That's not so practical in the Beis HaMikdash. The volume of lulav that was there was above and beyond. So Mela, they did something else. Malam Demaisim Loimar, Kol Mishimagil Lulavi Biyode, Hareu Loim Matono. They encouraged, then they pressured all the people that were there to give their lulavim to anybody who would take it b'matana. Why? Because you need lachem. L'mocha mashkim u'boin, everybody comes early. Mashkim, Beis HaMikdash. V'chazonim zorkin oisim lefneim. V'chazonim put them, I don't know if it means mamish to throw, but it means to put them in front of them, take. V'hin mechatvin, they grab. There's a lot of pushing and shoving. And when that they shouldn't bring the love. The volume of love shouldn't be there in the Beis HaMikdash. They should take Bebesim, or they should take in a local shul. In the local shul, it will be easier to everybody to determine which lulav is theirs. So this was a takana later on. Now, one point worth mentioning is it sounds like it's a takana. What do you mean? It was an akira of them taking the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash. They were oiku the mitzvah of taking the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash. The answer is, of course they weren't. On the first day, there's no mitzvah b'miyuchin in the Beis HaMikdash. An important point to point out. I'm trying to make this point. L'chorev, we say there's two distinct mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of ulekachem lechem b'yom harishon. And there's a mitzvah of Usmachim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem. So it could be they were Mekayim Bebeisim, the mitzvah of Ulukachim Lechem Bayem Erishim, but they weren't Mekayim the mitzvah of Usmachim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem. So L'chor, the answer is, L'fi, the way we understood the Rishonim, the way we explained the Perek Gimel, that there isn't two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of Netulas Lulav, which is Lefnei Hashem for 7 days, and Begvulin, it's for 1 day. So on that first day, the mitzvah is niskayim b'miluoy, even if they take it b'beisam. So now that's, they encourage them not to bring the lulavim. They weren't mevatel mitzvah, they were just encouraging them how to be mekayim the mitzvah.